Dictation for Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, Morehead, M-O-O-R-E-H-E-A-D, English, E-N-G-L-I-S-H. February 2676, address as a letter, Dr. Virk, V as in Victor, I-R-K, 6298145. Dear Dr. Virk, follow up for Mr. Dillon, advanced renal failure, biopsy proven diabetic nephropathy and severe arteriosclerosis. Last visit, July 24. Comes accompanied with significant other, nausea, fair appetite, no change in urination, worsening edema, abdominal discomfort, worsening edema, abdominal increase of girth, stable dyspnea, minimal activities, no gross orthopnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no falling episode, has received intravenous iron, otherwise review system negative, medication list review. Blood pressure in the 150s over 70s, presound decrease on the basis. He has a stroke, expressive aphasia, obesity, edema nasarca, no pericardial wrap. Question ascites, edema and nasarca all the way to the lower chest, prior left side below the knee amputation. Chemistry is progressive renal failure, present GFR below 15, stage 5, normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, elevated phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. Biopsy proven, diabetic nephropathy and severe arteriosclerosis. Symptomatic, needs to start dialysis. He wants to do peritoneal dialysis, but we are behind. Tunnel catheter will be placed. Then surgeon can place a PD port, eventually an AV fistula. The peritoneal catheter will need to heal 7-10 days, and he needs to start training. Recent high potassium off the aldactone, presently no ACE inhibitors or ARBs. There is progressive uremic symptoms, metabolic acidosis, volume overload, probably also ascites, has congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. He is willing to proceed. Arrangements are being made to start dialysis on the next few days. End of dictation.